Okay. What this file does is it basically kills off all of your pubic hair permanently. That's pretty much all it does, so I hope you want to have a completely hair-free pubic area. Anyway,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just nice and deep. Totally focused on my voice. So deep and comfortable and relaxed. Now it is time. Time for your body to make a change. Your body is going to change a very simple part of who and what you are. You are going to stop growing any pubic hair. It is all going to stop growing. It is going to go away and vanish forever. You may start by shaving it or removing it in some way, or it may just simply fall out on its own. I will not direct that. I am just here to direct your body in a new direction, and that is to stop growing all of your pubic hair. Your subconscious mind controls your body, and it is going to control this portion of who you are. You are going to stop growing your pubic hair. In fact, in some ways, it will be very much like when you were younger, much younger, before your pubic hair came in the first place. Before your body was capable of growing pubic hair. Your body remembers what it was like, and your body will do everything it can to restore your pubic area to that same state. It doesn't mean that your genitals will change or shrink. It just simply means that your pubic region is going to stop growing hair. When you were younger, you did not grow any pubic hair at all. And that is what is going to begin happening to you once again. At first, it will simply start by a thinning, a loss of your hair, either by shaving or just natural thinning until it simply stops growing. And then once it has stopped growing, it will never, ever grow back again. It will just simply cease to be forever. Your body will do this by destroying all of the roots of every single hair follicle that grows down there between your legs. All of your pubic hair is going to die out. Your mind is capable of doing this. The mind controls the body, and you have chosen to listen to this file and to let your mind control your body in this manner. And what that means is you are not going to have any more pubic hair. It is going to stop growing now and forever. It is going to simply die away and stop growing and never, ever come back. You are going to lose all of it. Every single follicle. Your mind is basically going to poison the ground the hair lays in. It is going to destroy each and every hair so that it will never, ever grow back again. It will not provide the hairs the nourishment that they need or anything else. Your mind can do this because your mind controls your body. It controls it completely and utterly. It can speed or slow your heart rate. It can make so many other changes. And it can control you at an even deeper, more powerful level. It can control each in every part of your body. And it is going to control this part now. Your subconscious mind is taking control, and it is going to destroy all of your pubic hair, every last one of them. It is going to destroy the roots so that they will not grow back, and you will lose them, whether by removing them yourself or by shaving, or just simply by having them all fall out one at a time. But you are going to notice it. You are going to notice that your pubic hair is getting thinner and thinner each and every day, and as you notice it, you will know that this file is working. You will know it deep down. Every single time a hair is removed, you will know the file is working a little more. You will feel the process growing quicker. You will feel it growing further along the path towards completion. You will feel the completion approaching, and in time, you will have no more pubic hair, and it will not grow back. Not in a day, not in a week, not in a month, not ever. All of the hair follicles are being destroyed. All of the roots of the hair are being killed, and therefore the hair cannot possibly grow back. You can imagine it now. Picture it in your head. All of those hairs just dying off and never, ever growing back. This is exactly what is happening to you. And you cannot stop the process or avoid it. It is just simply going to happen. You want it to happen. And you will find yourself coming back to this file over and over again because you want the changes to happen. You need them to happen, and therefore, you are going to listen to this file because it makes them happen so much more quickly. Every time you listen, every single time, it speeds the process along. It makes the process more and more irreversible until you arrive at the point in time that your hair, all of your pubic hair, has simply stopped growing and will never, ever grow back. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and you will feel the process has begun. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.